Yeah, got a new show for y'all. Got a damn good show.
Man, these ladies at The View, they ain't got no shame. I don't care how horrible the tragedy is, they will politicize it for political gain for damn Democrats.
Well, you know, stupid people, they can't help it. It's not their fault. They, you know, low IQ, you know.
No, they're not stupid or low IQ.
No, they're stupid.
No, they're not being objective.
No, they're stupid.
No, they're not stupid.
They are beyond stupid. Those women are stupid.
So these,
I would say this. There's a possibility they could be intelligent, but they're letting their biases dictate how they think.
That's what I'm saying.
All that evidence is anecdotal, but I don't think that's the case. I just think they're stupid.
So they're claiming this is Trump's fault. Check out this video.
Hey, man.
It's been 20 days since a train from the private company Norfolk Southern derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. As residents deal with an environmental disaster that has them scared to drink the water, Trump came to town to blame the Biden administration. The White House hit back that Trump's safety rollbacks caused this.
Yeah. This is Trump country. He won by 40 points. He is a president for all Americans. I believe that, but he needs to show he is. It was time for him to be.
I don't know why they would ever vote for him for somebody who, by the way, he placed someone with deep ties to the chemical industry in charge of the EPA's chemical safety office. That's who you voted for in that district.
Yes.
Donald Trump, who reduces all safety. He did.
But he showed up at McDonald's and those voters saw something on the ground that probably resonates in a way that they need to.
Yeah, but they need to look past the photo ops, these people, and say, who's doing the job here? Forget about the photo op.
Showing up is a big
thing. I think this is Donald Trump's fault.
What?
I mean, that's called
fault.
It's his fault, and then he shows up.
What? Okay. Hey, let me say something.
Go ahead.
Okay, he put somebody in charge that knows about chemicals, right? That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Somebody that's knowledgeable in chemicals. Should we appoint somebody to the safety board that does have no knowledge in chemicals? Maybe we should do what that one organization in Ukraine, man. What's it called? He put Hunter Biden over it. He have no experience.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should have put Hunter Biden over the safety board. He has no experience. You don't want to use anybody with experience. You want somebody with no experience.
That's a good point. But I can't believe that y'all going to blame Trump for this.
Yeah.
Like, they say he had some regulation rollbacks.
They said safety rollbacks.
They said some safety.
But what are the safety rollbacks? They didn't mention them.
They didn't mention, but it happened when he was in office. But let me say this.
Don't say something.
Buttigieg has been in position for, 2 years? If these rollbacks is what caused this to happen, why didn't y'all go back to that, whatever he changed it from?
Yeah, if the rollbacks was detrimental to the safety and to the citizens of the United States, why didn't y'all roll it back?
Yeah, but now y'all just using this opportunity to blame him for an accident that y'all could have prevented because y'all think it.
Deregulation is good.
This is what the NTSB is saying about the accident.
Thursday, the National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report saying the train crew did not get an early warning about an overheating axle just before the disaster. The report says the train was traveling just below the speed limit of 50 miles an hour as it flew off the tracks, and the crew then alerted dispatch of a possible derailment.
Okay, something got hot since it didn't go off.
Yeah. But that's Trump's fault. You know, there's been like 1,000 derailments over like the last, what is it?
Yeah, there's derailings every day.
Derailings.
It's almost 1,000 over the past year, right?
Yeah, something like that.
But all of a sudden, the reason for this derailment was Trump cut back on some safety precautions, and he appointed somebody that's in charge of the safety precautionary things.
Yeah.
That's got knowledge in chemicals.
So there's been 1,000 derailings since these regulation changes, but y'all choose this one to make an example of Trump. It was 1,000 of them, but just forget 999 of them, but this one, okay, this is it.
Hey, it's funny. Y'all say we the conspiracy theorists, but y'all come up with these crazy-ass theories. Y'all did the investigation from behind the table inside of y'all studio in New York.
Yeah, I think they're in New York, or is it L.A.?
It's either New York or Los Angeles, one of those shitholes.
Could be that shithole in Chicago.
Nah, it ain't that stupid. There's no need to go in there and getting shot on the way to the studio. Liberals are stupid, but they ain't that stupid.
I think it's, y'all should change y'all's name from The View to the Ministry of Misinformation.
I mean, y'all never get fact checked. I don't even know why y'all have a show. Y'all actually accusing somebody that's been out of office almost 3 years. If these problems were such an issue, why didn't Pete Buttigieg's little gay booty reverse all these cutbacks?
Cutbacks, rollbacks.
Cutbacks, rollbacks, whatever you want to call it. Y'all, I mean, this is, that's why I say I think they're stupid.
They even blamed him for bringing water.
Yeah.
Said this was a product placement for him. I mean,
he's got water at his hotels.
Yeah, he's got water. Well, he got Trump water. Why wouldn't he bring, he's already invested the money in it. Yeah. So he's got to invest in what? Arrowhead and just bring that?
I ain't drinking that shit. I want some Trump water.
Damn, good show.